Kuf Mem Sif Aleph. Okay, but Torah is static. Person who started reading from the Torah and could not continue. It was in the middle of the Aliyah. Oy made Yasmin Mokum Shir Shul Adishin. The one who takes place to start from the place that the previous one started reading from. In other words, you should not stop from where the person stopped, you should start over again. And the second one also makes a bracha, because when a person makes a bracha, when he gets an aliyah, he's making a bracha for himself. He's not making a bracha for the tzibu. So, therefore, the second one comes up to not have a bracha, so he has to make his own bracha. The Rambam told that the second one does not have to make a bracha. We might be passing like the first opinion, that the second one does make a bracha. And the Ramah says that this also applies even though nowadays if the person got an aliyah and the person got aliyah, whatever, has to go away in the middle of the aliyah. So even though you have the same Baal Kreyri, but since the one who made the bracha was the one who got the aliyah, the next person also has to make a bracha before he gets the aliyah in place of the first one. And also over here, the pasuk says that the second one also starts over again from where the first one started, like we saw before. Person made a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah. For a mix of Pesukim, Uposak, Vediva, Divetorah, Divetorah. In the middle of Aliyah, for whatever reason it is, he was mafsik and he spoke. It's not the type of hesik that requires him to make a new bracha again. Kamavan, it's also for him to do it. But if he did it, or it was an oidus, whatever the reason was, when he continues to Kriyas HaTorah, he just continues from where he was. And does not have to make the first bracha again. Even if it was Masiach Das from continuing reading, even so, and when he decides to continue reading, he does not have to make the bracha before and does to make a bracha afterward. The discussion about the halacha is that even after Hesach Hadas, he does not make the first bracha again. Bruce says an interesting thing, then if there's a concern, he may have to be Masiach Das in the middle of his aliyah. It's proper before, when he makes the bracha initially, he should have in mind clearly that even though he'll be Masiach Das, he wants his bracha to work. Like we said before, one should not be mafsik. Steve Gimel, person went up to Likras Batoya to begin aliyah. Heroloi Mokim Shetok Likras, Vederach Alatoya, Vizkar Likras, Vederach Yisrael, Vizkiru, Shepashachar, Tok Likras. The opened the Sefer Torah, he made the bracha, and then they said, oop, that's the wrong place. The girl Sefer Torah, Mokim Shetok Likras. And the other place was completely distant from what he opened, to the point that he has to roll the Sefer Torah to get where he wants to. Yishem Rishayim Yitzchak Lach to Levach, Yishem Rishayim. The bottom line is the machlekes of what he has to make a new bracha. In other words, he made a bracha on the wrong parsha. The achrav the Mishnah Berurah lemais is that if he didn't really pay attention to what's written in the Sefer Torah, he made the bracha, then you just roll it and you do not have to make another bracha. Because that's him, he didn't make a bracha specifically on what was opened in front of him. But if he looked inside and he saw, oh, it's parsha shlach, he made the bracha, and then suddenly he remembered it's not shlach, it's koyach already. And he had to roll the Sefer Torah, in that case he would have to make a bracha again.